Blues on them. Ty Barnett.
I'm from Chicago, but I pay child support in Seattle.
Jackie Fabulous.
I am mixed with Negro and nigger. That's it. There's nothing. There ain't no white, ain't no Indian. I am all black.
So my full name is actually Tyrone. See, somebody grabbed their purse. The name in Ireland actually means inspired and prone to creativity. In America, it means we're not hiring. So.
I said, well, that depends. Are you casting Shirley for what's happening?
400 years ago, this would have been an auction.
I had the small boob, little tight booty. I was the hottest girl in fifth grade.
Your mom's a bitch.
Yeah, sometimes she get like that.
Yo, what is up? We finally figured out these technical difficulties. Welcome to another episode of Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous. Gotta change your energy, baby.
I know. I'm just saying. I've spent a lot of time trying to figure this shit out. And learning all... First of all, if this was me as a teenager, all this technical stuff I'd be totally cool with. I'd be a geek. Straight up geek on this stuff.
You're a bit of a geek now. There's like a gigantic woofers in this room. Scream. You keep buying more shit. You're a geek.
You know how much porn I had to stop looking at in order to figure this stuff out? Damn, that's what I'm telling you. Is that...
Well, porn is convenient. You can look at it.
Yeah, I know. Especially with the internet. Technology.
Speaking of that, I was telling David Arnold about... I'm like, you know, porn nowadays at regular people. If you go to Pornhub or YouPorn, you see classmates.
That's the best.
You see classmates, the girl that told you she was pregnant. You're like, oh, yeah, she did have a baby. Like, it's...
She's still wearing that shirt.
Regular people. Anyway, I digress.
I love. Amateur porn is the best.
I'm not really into amateur.
I don't want to do anything where I know it's actually someone with lighting.
They're using their track phone. Nah. They ain't do their hair first. You could have got a manicure ahead of time.
I like the grainy video. That makes me feel like I'm peeking in on a situation.
Nah, I need you to get your toes done before I turn this on.
Welcome to another show, you guys. We got a lot to cover. We actually wrote down some stuff this time.
Professional.
Yeah, last show we kind of, you know, winged it. It was still a great show. It was still fun. It's just, you know, we didn't know where we were going. We were driving into the forest with the lights off. And we were just trying to figure out how to focus.
Other shows are just like, it's just me and Ty at lunch with a glass of wine. That's what the last shows were like. Whatever comes pops into our mind, let's talk about that.
There we go. And it'll be loose, believe me. But we try to be more
professional
for you guys.
Right.
Man, you know, the summer is almost...
It's just started.
No.
You know what's good? We didn't have that summer where it's been 118 every day. Remember last summer? Like for two weeks, right. We're kind of like, is this going to stop? Because I'm leaving.
That's right. This is one time where people say, you know, it's too hard to do anything physical. Yeah. Anything. If you lived in Burbank and no AC, people were checking on you every 15 minutes.
People moved to California for the heat and the hotness, but nobody wants to leave the house when it gets hot. Isn't that hilarious? No. It's nice outside. You want to go outside? Hell no.
It's not that, but it's not that same... It's not that same, like, it's not Vegas heat, and it's not Phoenix heat. Those two.
I was about to say Arizona heat. Woo!
That's when you actually can fry an egg. You really can. Like, you can cook outside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You almost eat it, but you definitely can still cook. I mean, I think one time it got out to, like, 120. That doesn't even sound like, that sounds like Mars. That sounds like the sun, something like that.
I saw a posting, Bruce Jingles posted the thermometer or whatever in his car in Vegas, 133.
What?
Yeah.
See, that's when you don't even, you ever, like, when you're driving, you're like, you know what, the sun is, roll the window down, and you put your arm out the window, and you forget that the heat has been heating the car.
You're like, your sleeve's on fire, put your arm inside the car. Yeah.
Try to be cool about it. No, but it's still, here's the thing, because Jackie doesn't, Jackie actually does have a take on this. School is getting ready to start back, and I know this because I have to start putting money away for my daughter, my youngest, who's still in high school, about to be a junior.
I feel sorry for you guys. I just want to give my condolences. Ugh. Because school started like a week ago. It's the middle of August. It's not even really mid-August.
You guys aren't understanding. Jackie is taking this personally. Like, she's... like,
I remember back to school. I remember, guys, you know, you may be 63, but you remember back to school shopping and being sad about a summer ending. And it's not even Labor Day. It's supposed to start after Labor Day.
Yeah, I know. I get it. And I missed... You know what? No, first of all, I never missed the... only thing I missed about the first day of school... See now? Oh, see, you missed the social scene. See?
Yeah, I'm social. I didn't...
But you know, you
the
still
fact that I know how to read, I'm shocked.
You know, you know, you still can get dressed up and go meet people in new places. It's called a bar. You can still do that. All that, that's for you all year round.
Did it yesterday. I know.
Cool. I mean, I didn't... Don't... I will say this. The thing I did miss about first day of school is the new clothes. When you had the hot... when you had the
crisp.
New... Oh, you can, you laid the, first of all, you plant, you pick the clothes out like a few days before. Uh-huh. You laid the one out the night before.
I'm a killer with this.
Like, oh, when I walk in, no pennies thrown today.
My dad took me to the Gap all the time. That was our ritual, take me to the Gap and spent several hundred dollars. But that was it. Wow. That was for the year. That was it. It wasn't like he was balling. He was like, these 8 sweaters? Yeah, this is it.
And if we have any more kids, you better hold on to them.
Until your boobs grow another bra size, this is it.
Hilarious. I like the Gap. I like the Gap. I don't like the Gap as much now because a lot of it just looks like it's just regular plain.
They're very beige and white.
Yeah, it's just very
khaki.
Vanilla.
And poke. And they get, when they get polka dots, they're getting crazy.
Yeah. It's, oh.
Yeah.
Old Navy now has become the new Gap.
Old Navy, to me, I love it because you can get $20 when they have a good sale and leave with 45 shirts. Like, the prices get low. But, depending on what you get, it could be a shirt on Monday and a dish rag the next summer. Some of that shit is thin.
Yes, not built for durability.
Not built for year.
It's built for the summer, actually. So when they have a sale, it's for spring, it's gonna last.
That's it.
For spring.
Wear it to the barbecue and then what? Clean your floor with it after.
Actually, it self dissolves.
When the sun goes down, the barbecues. Self dissolves after 8 hours.
Your shirt
wear.
Just melt off your body, nigga.
Well, I got it on clearance. Oh, all right. All right.
Old Navy. I did the same sale. Mine dissolved yesterday. That's crazy, though. Now, I get what you're saying. I missed certain things. Here's the thing. Like, the kids that I hung out with in Chicago, we saw each other during the summer. So it wasn't, as the years went on, it wasn't that big of a deal to see each other first day of school. It was people that we was trying to look at and see who was going to come back the next year and not be fucked up.
That's fucked up how? Like crime?
Not crime, but like if they got bigger, if they, if they, you know what I'm saying, if they improved. Hey, you look, you say, oh, remember what's name? Oh, she grew under that shirt.
Yeah, we used to watch the guys grow. Cause some guys would, freshman year, they'd be like 5'6".
Right.
And by the time junior year hit, they were 6'8". We had one guy, Patrick.
Jackie's like, they can get it this year.
I remember one dude, I'm 5'4". I've been 5'4" since I was 9. This dude grew from like 5'5 to like 6'5 in the summer. He said he was in pain, his joints were killing him.
Wow.
And we saw it, and when we graduated, we were like, damn, you didn't have like, this checked out.
He's like, yeah, you're in pain anyway.
I was with you and me.
No, I'm trying to think if it was, you know what, we had, it was two, and this wasn't during school, this was after we had graduated, and we saw him later. Felicia Ellington and Nicole Ellington, the two finest.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, they were just like fine one and fine 1A.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And then years went by. You saw them later. They blew up, and not in a good way.
They cut
an
album.
Up. Oh. That's what they wanted, but no, they blew
some
up.
Some people have babies, and it changes them.
But metabolism ain't no joke.
That's why it's safer to be the same size since you were 17. That's why I'll be gorgeous till I die. No big difference. People see me, they're like, gray hair? That's really the only thing about you that's changed. I'm like, yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, nice.
And I have the same fat face I did when I was 6. I look the same since I was sperm.
Oh, well. You wiped up my So, hey, we'll be right back. But we'll be right back after this in a second. But we should have started the show another way, but we didn't. We're going to come back with what we wanted to start with. And we'll talk about that in a second. Outspoken Talk. Let's talk about that. And we're back. Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
So, like I said, I meant to do this and lead off with it before I forgot. Sorry about that. But we can't have this podcast without talking about the late, great, awesome, and will sorely be missed, Robin Williams.
Still can't really believe it.
I know.
I saw it. I was watching Ellen, and they had ticker tape at the bottom of the screen. and I was and I had a TV on mute. I watch TV on mute a lot. Just to have them
she does,
just man. To have it on in the background. I'm like, I don't want to hear this crap, but I want company. I'm like, and I read the word and I was like, and I yell, I'm like, no. I was like, there's no way.
I know, it's still bugging me. It is a thing, like, you know, you hear about people dying all the time and stars is, you know, along with other people's work, but you hear about this. And that doesn't mean I care less about certain celebrities, but when you hear about certain celebrities dying, you're like, fuck. Really? And he was one of them.
Yeah.
He was one of those people where I'm like, nah, Robin.
I thought he was going to be like George Burns, doing voices, acting a fool old.
Exactly. Make it to at least 98.
Yeah. At least.
And to hear that he, you know, not only is dead, but like that he killed himself, I don't know if you got this, but I got this for like the whole week after the death, because the whole thing came out about him being depressed and all the stuff he was going through. I had 3 people call me and ask me if I was okay.
I do be concerned about you.
Why?
No, I'm
joking. But no, seriously, I had 3 people. 3 people call me and say, hey, what you think? First thing, here's the thing. Yeah. It lead in with the story.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you heard about that Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so bad. I'm like, yeah, that's messed up. And he's like, look, you keep your head up, though. Like,
okay. Yeah, I got a show tonight. What you heard?
I know. So I think a lot of people started connecting because it was a lot of talk of depression.
All comedians are sad, dark.
Didn't they make it seem like
that? We have a dark side because that allows us to be like, I'm going to talk to strangers
on
stage. You have to be a little cuckoo for that. A
little bit demented.
Yeah.
And then I think a lot of people kept thinking that it must be all comedians.
Yeah.
If Robin Williams, who has such this great career, if he's killing himself, motherfuckers that ain't there yet.
And he's actually, I thought he would grow old because he suffered through years and years of drugs, alcohol, everything. I'm sure he's done
all. He beat the 80s drug craze.
And he had open heart surgery.
Yes.
So you're saying you can, not even the open heart, it's irrelevant. If you can get through a drug phase or a drug centuries, you assume he gonna live forever.
You made it through the worst. Like that, right?
You got paid with cocaine and probably laced it with crack on top of a hooker's nipples.
That's true, people. There are comedians that have gotten
paid. Yeah, that's not a joke. Actually, that has happened. Comedians have gotten paid with cocaine.
Now it's meth.
And I'm kind of sad that I wasn't around. I would be dead now.
Now it's meth and Doritos.
So if you could go through all that, you'd be okay, but...
Yeah, I don't know. And here's what people don't understand, and we talked about this a little bit, where you never know what's going through somebody's head.
You know, speaking of that, my father called me. I called him, whatever, my birthday passed, and my parents forgot. And, like, called me, and when the day was almost over, I'm like, hey, how about you? Want to call a bitch? No birthday. Firstborn. Anyway, my father and I were on the phone.
Sorry.
He was like, can you believe it? The man has so much wealth and a big career. Why would he do that? And I'm like, Daddy, you know money is not the end all be all. But my parents really do think, if you hit it and make dough, you should not complain again in life.
Well, okay.
So they don't get it.
I get where some people would think that, but you know, Ty Bridges came up and Ty Bridges said something about him being taking the coward's way out and all
that
stuff.
We always go to Ty for advice.
He's like the Dr. Phil of
Black.
But no, honestly, I did see something. I saw his point. In the sense that he said he's been through some stuff, which is true.
Yes.
If you put a side-by-side picture and resume and said, who would kill themselves first, Ty Bridges or Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to bet
is
on
he
Ty
Bridges.
Is the
last one
Bridges.
Alive from Michelle? Miss Garrett alive?
Yes.
She is?
Charlotte Ray is still alive.
Hey, girl.
But so I saw his point. He said that he went through down moments. And you know everything about Ty Bridges.
Yeah.
But he said he thought about his kids. He thought about his kids, and he said that's what stopped him from doing it. And I had a moment where I was going through some stuff, and you know, everybody, like I said, you never know what's going through somebody's head. Is my point. What do you think? Oh, this is rough. But you have something else to think about. Robin Williams, obviously did not have that thought. I'm not saying that he was right or wrong for doing what he did. I'm just saying some people hold on to certain things to keep them going.
Some people get tired and just decide, you know, you heard about that also, that he allegedly was suffering from early stages of Parkinson's.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I found out is that they said one of the side effects of the medication for Parkinson's?
What?
Suicide.
Really?
Yeah.
The tendency to want to commit suicide?
If you look at these commercials, most of these commercials will have some fucked up side effects.
They say anal bleeding. Oh my God, I had one where I saw this. some weight loss medicine that you can take, one of the side effects was you might start lactating. And I'm like, so I'm not pregnant, but I'm gonna get milk out of my titties. I'd rather stay overweight. Why would I want that?
That's not the worst side effect, though. The weirdest. The weirdest side effect I heard was gambling.
What?
Yeah, gambling. I'm like, what? First of all, how did you test that? Because you know these are tested on
Who's
animals.
Who's going to take my money and bring me to the slots? That doesn't make any sense.
Wait, were there like some mice in a thing? And it's like, yeah. Oh, he's over there playing cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. So I'm like, how is gambling one of the side effects? But if you look at these commercials, they disguise these side effects now by showing all of this happy stuff that mm-hmm. people are doing. And it's like, you see people sunbathing,
all I gotta hear is anal bleeding and I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but think about it. It's the bait and switch. That's what it is. They paint all this. Because you have to... I remember one time I heard the side effect list and I had to pause the TV and like, wait a minute. Did you just say just random death?
Yeah.
Is a side effect? And the picture that they showed as they said death, uh-huh. they showed a family skipping through a picnic field.
But my sniffles are gone.
Yes. And don't set a table for grandpa. So yeah, it trips me out that he did this, but now when you hear these other details, the Parkinson's thing,
he probably was just tired, and he didn't want to come forward and tell the world, because we know when you're down on that level, you're telling the universe I have a disease. And some people are just like, you know what, I'm done. I got my kids are adults. I'm on my third wife. I found love. I'm at the highest I can go in my career. Maybe he just decided. I feel like he put so much and went at 100 for every job he's ever had, because deep down he probably knew, I'm not going to live to be an old man. Something spiritual, something in his soul.
Oh, you're thinking about, are you saying because if the Parkinson's advances, then he won't have
even
that other
stuff? That, yeah, that would change his career, definitely. Even though Michael J. Fox is like, dude, I'm doing it! You know? What? No, but he's still working and he's on CBS, The Good Wife. Michael J. Fox is still working. You may not have, quote-unquote, your own show, which everybody wants their own show.
Right.
But you can still be on everybody else's show forever.
That's true.
If you don't have your own title.
And that's I think that's the thing that trips people out, is that he had carte blanche
for whatever everything. Whatever he wanted to do.
Everything. He could have done anything. He could walk in any comedy club, get in as much stage time as he wanted, blah, blah, blah.
You would give up your seat. You're like, I don't want to go up. Robin's here. Like, I'll give it to him.
I want to do at least five.
Before he goes on.
I just want to do at least five. I'll let him do his thing. I know I'm headlining, but give me 10. But here's what people don't understand. Well, no, I shouldn't say people don't understand, but here's the fact of the matter. Like, you don't know what's going on in somebody's head. He's rich, famous, everybody loves him, blah, blah, blah. Yet, something in his life, his personal life,
didn't make him feel the worst he did.
Whether
it was medically induced, psychologically, right? Emotionally, we have no idea.
And you can't call that. You don't know people. I mean, it's as sad as it is that he's gone, you have no clue of what's going on. I don't judge people when they do it. I just say, weigh everything out. Now, I will say this. If I was going to pick a way to go, I would have had to try to find the easiest, quickest way.
The gun is the fastest, but I'm not pulling the trigger. And nobody I know is going to do it for me.
No,
that's
not at all.
So.
Then you think sleeping pills, and then you find out Marilyn Monroe didn't really go peacefully. She actually,
ran through the streets naked, falling into the mouth.
Yeah, you don't want that. That's not a good way, though. So, no, I would, and it's not jumping off anything. That's not
no.
Unless it's a
high rise, like 89 floors.
No, you know why?
Why?
They did a study and they said 99% of the people who jump off something and survive
are like, oops.
They regretted it the second.
Well, at least you know you're gonna die if it's really a high rise.
Oh yeah, but come on. Somewhere down and you're thinking this is gonna be fucked.
Yeah. There's some fools that are on like four or three, and then like, this is gonna be it.
You better go to the highest tire and hope you pass out.
Yeah.
Like, you hope you pass out before you hit the ground.
Exactly.
There's no way in the world. And he's like, oh, wait, I should have thought this shit.
I've been in a hotel in Vegas where there was a suicide in a room on the floor. They jumped off the terrace. And if you're gonna do it, Vegas makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
That fucks up everybody's
weekend.
It happened
when I was there. I had a show that night.
That fucks up
everybody. I had to go. I had a show that night. I was like, is he gone? Oh, well.
But you
gambling
know
is a bitch.
Check.
What?
He's the one signing the check. Oh, God!
The club owner. Oh, God damn it.
Please save him. Can you save his hand? Is his hand okay? Can you sign this check?
Use his toes.
Please, please. That's wild. That's messed up. Okay, so we'll be right back and we'll switch tones here. I just wanted to say props and respect to the memory and the spirit of Robin Williams, a great dude. And by all accounts, and this is one last thing I want to say, and see if you've heard this. You can always tell what kind of a person somebody is by what people say after they're gone.
Oh, yeah.
You notice not one person has said anything bad about Robin Williams. Everybody's
like, awesome. They could have had a guest star, a co-star for 3 seconds.
Yep. Everybody loved this dude. So he will be missed. Rest in peace, man.
If heaven exists, he's in there.
Yes.
Doing a set right now.
I know, right? God is like, oh, my goodness, how many voices is this? Goodness, I know this says patience, but go ahead.
God, like, I don't think I was ready for that. Was that ready for him?
Who signed up on
this? He's got a lot of energy, man. He's
got a lot of stuff to do. we'll be right back. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Babbitt.
And we're back, Outspoken Tokens.
Jackie Fabulous.
All right, on another topic.
Little known fact about myself, I'm a girl, most days, yes. But I have a boy's taste in movies and flicks. I save the chick flicks, the romantic comedies, the sad movies for when I'm at home in my living room alone in the dark, drinking and eating pizza and texting the wrong people. But when I go to theaters, I see action flicks.
What'd you see?
The Expendables 3.
I saw it too.
And that movie should be called Old Balls and Scrotum Juice. Because everybody in it had sore knees and probably Dragon Balls.
Arnold, they must have had stuff in their riders and their contracts to say, look, he's only moving this much. He's only lifting this much. He's only sweating this much.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you this, though. I actually liked it better than the other ones.
Yeah, so,
better. And two people stole a movie from me. Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. Antonio Banderas is energy.
Awesome in that movie. Yeah, he's fucking awesome in that movie. He's comic relief without being goofy comic relief.
Yeah,
like he killed it. And Harrison Ford always
he's always Harrison.
That's Han Solo, Mike. That's Han Solo and Indiana Jones.
I was happy to see somebody's released. Set him free.
Wesley. Oh, no. Wait. Let me tell you something.
What?
Wesley Snipes, to me, is one of those guys that you root for, even though...
No matter what he does, he kill a family.
Exactly.
It's Wesley, though, man.
For like 2 seconds, you wanted Nino Brown to fucking succeed.
And Blade always runs shit.
Yes. Yes. Wesley was awesome in it. Let me tell you something. They started the movie off with Wesley.
It was his movie for the first 20 minutes.
Yeah. And he still got that strut. He still got that Blade. You know,
all the other co-stars had a limp, bad knee. He still had the black man bot.
That's right. That's right.
Like he's from the hood.
But it's like, hey man, I lost a step, man.
Nothing sore.
I've been training.
Nothing sore.
For the last 3 days. Three years. I've been training.
You're probably having aerobics classes in prison.
That's right.
Teaching inmates how to do this, for like, real.
Man, come on, man. Y'all lifting buckets. Let me show you this.
Lift each other. That's how you fucking do it.
I thought it was good, but I thought the theme of it was definitely old versus young, because they had some new cats in there, too. New Expendables.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey, who, ain't gonna lie.
The girl, she got a lot of camera time too. Her fight scene, they gave her all the camera time.
Good though.
Yes. A strong woman is sexy, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't want you to totally be able to kick my ass, but the knowing that we could probably choke each other out.
Jiu-jitsu is something good. My ex took me to classes to learn for a little while. But it's good for women who, if you're ever attacked and a guy gets you on the ground, if you can lock him between your thighs and get loose, that's why it's good. And you know women, when our thighs are strong, you know when a guy's like, think he's done, and you're like, oh no, you're not. That's why jiu-jitsu is amazing. Because a lot of us are most strong.
Him in the face and then yeah, I'll wake you up when I'm done with you.
Most of us have very strong legs. So girls, if you want to be a strong woman, watch this movie. It'll encourage you to go to boxing class.
You know what tripped me out is that like this movie, like you said, these are older cats. They've been in the game for a long time, old action stars. But you got a lot of young people that like this movie.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think they added the younger cast in this, too.
Yeah, you want to, demographic. Jet Li didn't throw a punch. Isn't it hilarious?
No,
He's the one who's probably the most skilled. He was like, yeah. I don't punch kick.
I almost forgot. I was like, halfway through the movie, I'm like, where is Jet Li at? And
yeah.
And they put him in.
He shot guns. Like, that's not what you do.
And I'm going to tell you something. When I say Jet Li had no more than 10 words of dialogue, I'm not joking.
And he didn't. Punch couldn't or understand kick anyone.
Could not. But he's still great. He's still great. But no, it was a great movie. If you haven't seen it, go see it.
Yes, it's worth the money.
Go support it. It was an awesome movie.
You will not want to make out. That's how you know it's good. Yeah. I know a movie's horrible, and I'm like, take off your shirt.
Hilarious.
Because I get bored easily.
I wish they had more opportunities for people like that that's been around. Because we talked about Arsenio and his show getting canceled and stuff like that. But here's what I'm saying. I think it has to do with this new demographic. The new demographic
Of who's watching TV.
Of who's watching TV. Because, first of all, a lot of people aren't watching TV the same. No. TV was a big deal. Like, yeah. You would go home, it's family night, you all sit around, watch the same show, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Remember, like, there was a time where, and this is before me and both you and I were born, if you had two TVs, you was balling.
Yeah.
You were balling. And now...
Now in every room.
Now it's...
Can we get it in the microwave? In the kitchen, please.
Everything. No, I'm not going to lie. If I ever get... Like pay like when I get paid like that. Yeah. When I get paid like that, I'm gonna put a
in the kitchen
and the bathroom.
I'm always in the kitchen.
And the bathroom.
I gotta bend my neck. Oh, the pain.
Hilarious.
That's the first world problem. I gotta bend my neck to see it in the living room.
No, it's just that would be the one thing. Like that would be my equivalent of a audacious chain. Like a chain. Like you know how rappers be wearing these $150,000 chains. A TV in the bathroom, in the bedroom. I mean, in the bathroom and in the kitchen would be my thing. That would be my thing. Other than that, and I'm still buying jeans at Target. That's it. I don't get ballerific like that. But let me ask you, so why do you think this generation didn't really tune into the show?
No, late night shows, even though the ones that are more popular, the Fallons or whatever, if we hear they had a guest doing something wild, we'll watch it in a YouTube clip the next day.
Yeah.
We'll rarely sit back and at 11:30 tune in and watch because a lot of us are like, 11:30, I'm in bed.
I hear it work.
And when I get back, and for those of us who work at night, we get home at midnight, 11. Yeah. We're like, I'm going to bed.
Oh, woo, woo, woo in the morning.
Exactly. So yeah. We're not staying up to watch it, and we're DVRing it, but we're not watching it either. Our DVR is getting full, 89 shows, and we're not watching it.
You had to go back. I recorded the original Star Wars.
Oh, the space comes
from. How's it still been on here?
So what happens is that when you meet, like me meeting Arsenio was meeting my idol growing up.
Right.
And now that he and I have an actual friendship, I can talk to him and be like, and realize that he was the man in the 90s. Like, you couldn't have got hotter. And the same thing was for Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy. And you see them all now, they look a little bit tired, sleepy.
Yeah, but see, you can tell... And this is what we're talking about, like the pressures of being in this business.
Yes.
And being at that status must be something totally like I don't know what that's like to have like the one name status.
Yeah.
Eddie, Martin, you know what I'm saying, Arsenio. Yeah. And so for them to be at that point and then to be where they are now,
because
as much as we hate to admit it, time moves on. Life moves on. That's what
it
is.
And the pressures to stay hot now on that level, different.
Way
you
different.
You can see in Arsenio's eyes that I feel like he wants to say, but he doesn't say, you have no idea what this last show effort was like behind the scenes.
Yeah, I bet it was hard because
expectations are on a different level.
You're coming in and people know you from these things, just like with Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
They know Martin from Martin.
Mm-hmm.
They Martin Lawrence, he did Jerome.
So much energy.
And you look at him there, it's like, and you could tell that it's for staying in this.
Yeah, it's to work. Because the money's not the issue, it's boredom. Like, you don't want to be home all day, every day. You love your wife, but you don't want to see that bitch every day.
I know. I just want to be on the set for a little bit, then come back.
Yeah, come see you. You have my credit card. We don't need each other that much.
Hey, everybody. I want to ask you guys this because me and Jackie debated this before. She thought I was saying blasphemous comments, and I don't think it was. Because we talked about Eddie Murphy in the reference of where he is as far as comedians go. Now, let me preface all of this by saying I love Eddie Murphy. Love him.
Mm-hmm.
Love Eddie Murphy. Icon. All of that, hands down. But when people keep saying that he is one of the top 50 comedians of all time, I have a little bit of issue with that. And not to say that he was not good at what he did. Not to say that at all. It's just He will even tell you, he doesn't do comedy like that anymore. He stopped. He got so big that he never had to put in the work as a comedian like that.
Yeah.
You got Delirious and Raw. Those are his two specials. You can't find a bunch of people to say they saw Eddie Murphy in Kansas. Yeah, they saw him in...
SNL, and that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
And that's not his fault. That's great. That's awesome.
He hit the big one, and then like, all right.
That was it. Now, if you look at... Compare that to Chappelle. You compare that to even... George Carlin.
Chappelle's writing a set right now.
Exactly. Seinfeld, same thing. Seinfeld just, what, made $2.8 billion since the show's been off?
Yeah.
And he still does comedy.
He's going to be in Vegas in a few days.
Weekend, doing gig in Vegas.
Yeah.
So, to me, I wouldn't put him in the top 50.
Maybe he didn't have that love for stand-up.
That's, and it's, again, it's nothing wrong with that. It's just that when people, it's, I put these in different categories. But now, here's what I say, though. He's not... Not comedian-wise, but if you say comedic performers, comedic entertainers,
he's top, yes.
Top five. Easy. Yeah. Hands down.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. But people keep... I would say this to other comedians, and they're like, what? How can you say that about Murphy? I said, I didn't say he's not funny. I just said, if you took his set and what he did, that's what he did.
Yeah.
Pryor kept doing comedy up until he couldn't walk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's where I put the qualifying thing.
Okay, being funny in the business, you love it. Like, for instance, Kim Whitley's doing Tommy T's this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking to her about her set. And she'll say, she said it on camera, on the air. She's like, I don't love stand-up like that. I enjoy it, and I have the title. But we're like, how can you not want to be on every chance you get? And she's looking at us like, relax. That's not what I want.
But
when it comes to being funny on camera, she's good at it. Excellent at it, actually. With or without script.
That's true.
So you can't force someone to love what we love for them.
True.
It's not fair, and if I could, I would strap her up and take her on tour and force her and drug her to do sets so that I can have a tour.
Hilarious.
But I can't do that as legal.
So far.
So
far. We'll be right back. When we come back, we will talk about cutting people up.
I don't know what that is. Did we discuss that earlier? All right. I'm okay. I can't wait.
Outspoken token. Sidebar now.
Jackie Fabulous.
Welcome back.
What it do? This is Outspoken Tokens. My name is Jackie Fabulous. Here with my boy.
Ty Barnett.
All day, every day, boo. We got a segment that we want to holler at you about, and it is called...
Is that your...
What's the matter?
I thought this is Jackie from California. That's Jackie from the Bronx. Or,
what?
Or really bad.
Why you hating? Why you hating on my other persona?
Hilarious.
We have a new segment, and we want to holler at you all about it. And it's called Hit 'em Boo.
I'm right, she's wrong.
Yes, because usually... But you guys don't see necessarily... We don't really get along, me and Ty.
We do.
We cover it up with friendship and love, but we argue a lot. But we always end it with, but I respect you. See you tomorrow. So we have a way of closing
when
it out.
When she says argue, she basically is saying she says her pain and I ignore it.
That's called a relationship. Whether it's romantic, friendly, platonic, it's all the same shit.
There you go.
Now, I have been introduced of late, just because of the jobs that I've had, into the world of surgeries. Now, mind you, I have pretty good self-esteem. I have my moments, like when I hear the word pool party. I'm like, oh, am I going to that? But besides that, I think highly of myself for the most part. But I recently have had a friend say, hey, Botox, you should look into it. You know, the eyes, the crow feet. And I'm like, I am perfect. I don't have any wrinkles. And if I did, I would assume I'm 43.
You should.
You're supposed to have some sign of life.
A real life.
A real life.
Real life.
Stress, you know, divorce, death, cut it all.
Everybody, here's the part that I hate about living in Los Angeles. Uh-huh. California as a whole, though, is fine.
Oh, before, I want to tag on this. When I met a certain gentleman for a possible show, he asked me for the first half an hour who my doctor was.
Wow.
He was like, who was your doctor? And I'm like, for what? And he begged because I look so young for my age, because his wife was the same age.
Probably her life, hard living is different.
She's Caucasian. She's a California white woman.
White folks don't age like
that. It's not the same thing.
I think God gave white folks the benefit of the doubt, gave black people good skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. that was the trade-off.
We had to have something.
That was it. You know what I'm saying? He gave us that and big booties. He said, you know what? Go, you know, make the money back and twerking.
Exactly. There's a show called Botched. Have you seen it?
Yes.
I've watched it. But confession, but only between me, you, and the millions hearing this.
Yes.
I've actually written down a doctor's information from the show.
And to do what, though?
tummy tuck, that kind of stuff, removing fat. No, it was for the inner thigh area. Because they have the thing, girls have this obsession now, the thigh rub. But we want that space. If I stand up, you can look right to the other side of the room.
You know, dudes call it back on the block, like, she fucking.
You mean she has a gap? Yep. That doesn't mean anything. That's the right. Gap happens inside.
I'm just telling you, that's how dudes looked at it. If we could see through that, we're like,
ah. Unless he can pop her in half when he's on top of her. It doesn't mean sex. It's ridiculous.
I'm just telling you how we look at it.
Anyway.
You walk in with a gap, fellas, is like.
It just means your thighs are still slim. Banging it out. Okay, that's. He is really ghetto, guys. He's urban. He's wearing a durag. He's wearing a durag.
Wait. So, here's what I don't get. Because you said thigh rub thing and all that. What happened to just going to the gym, eating better, cutting out the stuff you shouldn't have? Like, people will suggest everything. They'll be like, I'm going to get a doctor to get the breast done, I'm going to get a doctor to get the chin done, and I'm going to get a doctor to do this. And then you say, well, you know, you ever want to use your gym membership? I don't have time for that.
Like, we have these bras women call minimizers that it smashes our boobs in a little bit so that they're not so protruding outside of our bodies. Well, you can also just lose 5 or 10 pounds that makes your boobs go down too. But I'd rather buy the bra.
You don't think makeup actually hurts women sometimes?
It's also fun for us. If we are girls, it is historically a fun thing for girls to play with.
Yeah, but
we're obsessed with it and we can't go home or go outside without it.
Well, okay. I don't know if you noticed this, but I'm watching The Expendables when I saw it. I'm looking at these dudes. They didn't all age bad. Some of them aged pretty well.
No.
And I'm like, dudes don't wear makeup.
No.
They do
for foundation, for lighting and HD.
I'm talking about, but women wear makeup, period.
Yeah.
To go to the gym. To do everything. Grocery shopping, everything.
She got on blush and lashes, bitch?
Yeah, you know, at the gym. Exactly. She's sweating this out. So that's what I was wondering. I was like, man, why is it women, when they get older and they have to do this makeup thing, I would just think it would hurt.
Because life is cruel, Ty, and we want to be thought of as pretty all the time.
Yeah, but you are pretty.
You're adorable, but everyone needs to think this all the time. And people have to tell you.
Well, maybe they should come up with another name of it for other than makeup.
What is it?
Because makeup just sounds exactly like what it is. You're making this shit up.
I know.
So,
but bum, I like that. So. You know what's funny is that men of all ages don't like it to some degree. Kim's son, Joshua Whitley, last week before he went on vacation, I kissed him goodbye. Kissed him on the mouth. And his first reaction was, makeup? Yeah. I didn't have any on. But he was so aware of the world. He's like, don't put that on my face.
That's right.
I'm like, nigga, you are 3.
That's right.
You already don't like it?
He said, hey, man, my skin is natural, bro.
He's like, I'm not against kissing you, boo. What you want? Get a crap on your
face
first.
Get off my face.
Get a baby wipe before you come at me.
So I don't know. I just think more women should try a natural method. And I get it. The pressure of being here and to look a certain way and to do all of this stuff. But these people don't look like this for real, though.
No. When you go to the certain coffee shops, the Gelson's in my house, you will see the cast of Falcon Crest.
And they look rough.
They look like the Grim Reaper, like they're from Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm going to tell you what I always pride myself on. Whenever I do gigs, whenever I'm on set and they're doing makeup, I always pride myself on not having to have that kind of makeup done.
You're a man.
You know what I'm saying?
Although, if you've done, news reports, news shows, entertainment shows, the men in the chairs next to me, I've seen them putting on just as much as me.
It depends on their skin.
Okay.
If they're taking care of their skin, then you
don't need to. They wear a heavy foundation on news shows, though. Men.
White dudes do.
Yes,
they white do. White dudes do. Darker dudes, it's not, it depends on what you look like, your complexion.
You just want to handle the shine.
If you've been smoking blunts all day, then yes, they probably will put a lot of foundation on you. But if you're just taking care of your skin, those brothers don't have to do that. But I've seen that pancake stuff. Don't introduce that in your life. Ladies, and I tell my kids this, especially my youngest. If you have a naturally pretty face, naturally beautiful face, put as little on it as possible. Keep it clean, of course. Put clean, whatever you do to keep it clean. But put as little of that extra stuff. Because that's you, it's you. That's you.
Yeah.
Like, I look at your face, that's you. But when people do all this extra stuff, who is it that, whose surgery went really? Meg Griffin. Melanie Griffin. But Melanie Griffin. Mm-hmm. You know Melanie Griffin? Like, she used to be...
No, I meant Meg Ryan.
Both of them, actually. Both of them.
But yeah, they both had a lot of work done. And Meg Ryan, the one from the movies with Tom Hanks, yeah. The cutest girl ever.
Back then.
Cute. Flawlessly cute.
Now.
Changed everything.
Everything.
And when every race is saying, for a white girl, I love the face. So yeah. We even care.
Very cute
and
face.
And we rarely care.
Yeah,
right.
I'm like, yeah, she is.
Yeah, she was cute. What she do?
That Meg Ryan girl, ain't you?
Yeah.
So they messed themselves up.
Yeah.
And my whole point of it is, when your appearance becomes the thing that determines your self-esteem,
yes.
That's when you're fucking up.
Yes.
That's just my opinion. I know some of y'all don't agree with that, and you want to do it. But think about this. How many, even after you put all that stuff on, mm-hmm. even after you do all that surgery, even after you do all that, and they take the picture, they still Photoshop it.
Yeah.
They still Photoshop your image.
I have been the prettiest girl in the room of models. You know why? They smile.
Yes.
A lot of bitches don't smile.
Because they can't. Their mind is saying smile, but their face is like, we're done. We checked that shit out a long
exactly.
time ago.
Our shoes hurt. Our skirts keep riding up.
Those dudes ain't even working here anymore. They left. You fired them. You fired them with the Botox. You shot the Botox and they left. They got their pink slips.
Speaking of you're right and I'm wrong, congratulations goes out to Mr. Kevin Hart. He is engaged to his longtime girlfriend. They've been together for over 3 years, I think. 4 years? A minute.
Yes, he's gonna try it again.
So, yeah, he's going to try it again. Okay, this is the reason why he's trying it again, because I understand everything in the world. No matter how
you guys
much
didn't see the look that Jackie just gave. She gave him this look like looking at me. I'm gonna prove my point on this and tell you why you should believe in love.
No matter how much money you make on any level, if you have a great night, whatever it is you're doing, you want to come home to someone. And even though you yourself love your privacy, when I've had a good show, it's sad to come home to my apartment and I'm like, I killed it. Oh, the plant does not give a shit.
It does.
It's lonely.
Just the plant does care about
you.
You
want somebody, and Kevin is traveling. He's in 8 movies right now at the same time, or he will be if he's not. He's probably like, this is great, but I love my kids. I'm a dad to them only. They don't give a damn. And she's been with him for a minute. She may or may not care about the money, but she looks like she's in it for, you know, she loves him.
Of course she looks like that now.
Shut up.
And
it's
wait,
real.
Wait. Let me.
So I'm happy for them.
Let me make
because
that clear.
Because I say I don't, but I do want to.
No, let me. I know you do.
No, stop.
Wait. Stop. Let me clarify all this. First of all, I do not believe in love. I do. I totally believe
in
love.
Not daily, you know.
Because sometimes it's fucked up. It is. Sometimes it is. It is just life. But I get that it is life. My point of it is that he's taking this chance again. Now, you mean to tell me you don't think he should learn from the previous experience? Because that previous experience, just from what I heard, was rough.
You can learn and you can still fall in love and get married again. So
okay, so that brings me to this. Do you believe that he should have a clear-cut, ironclad prenup?
Yes. I believe in prenups.
Okay. Then we see we agree on that.
Yes.
I'm totally cool with that.
Because all the, but here's the thing with a prenup. Well, no. Prenups are...
Oh, here we go.
Prenups are valid.
Here we go.
But you have to take into account part of your success when you're on any level... The woman does contribute to.
She did not make any of these movies.
No, but
she did not audition any of these
your
movies.
Your temperament and how well you do on the job, a lot of it is dependent upon your home life. And if someone's contributing to it in a positive way, you have to be acknowledged financially.
So, if...
Community property laws in any state.
No.
That's why that's so stringent. It's because your husband is a millionaire, big company, and you get divorced. And he'll say, well, I built this. She's like, look, you came home crying on whatever night. You were depressed. You had me come to you to functions. I played a part in your success on some level. It wasn't all you. If I went to go get your suit from the dry cleaners, that wasn't all you. That's why the laws...
There's a big difference between getting my suit from the dry cleaners, being a shoulder to cry on, and saying, I want half
sex
of what you did.
Because you can sue for
you
lack of...
You don't get half. No.
You can
no,
sue
no.
for not getting sex from your spouse. You know that, right? Called loss of consortium.
Guy, I've never seen a guy sue his wife. Now,
you
show
can.
Me a case. Show me a guy,
I'll
a case where a guy
up.
Has
I'll
won.
Look it up.
Has actually won a
I'll,
case.
I'll look it up later. But it's a law that exists. I learned it in school. I've done it outside of the school world. I've had it happen on jobs I've done. It exists.
Let me explain this.
You can't hold back that dick.
Let me explain this.
Give it up. I bought it.
Let me explain this to you.
Yes.
If it is a situation where the dude has said to the wife.
It has happened.
No, I'm saying. If it's a situation where the man has said to the woman.
That's a ground for divorce, too. You know that, right? Lack of sex. You gotta fuck your wife.
Oh, see, now, why was it first? See, the first thing you said was you gotta fuck your wife.
As assuming I'm just, that all I'm doing is making it equal.
I haven't heard of any case of any dude suing. But here's the thing. If you are the person, if the husband has said to the wife, that's fine. Okay. But if the husband has told the wife,
yes,
I don't want you to work. Yeah. If he clearly has said that, I don't want you to work. You stay here. You raise the kids. All that. Please, then the dude is, he's open now. Again, he's, I'm not saying she's entitled to half, but he isn't opening up himself to that situation of her saying, hey, he told me not to work.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't work. I'm used to not working. I'm used to just sitting around and collecting money. Okay. If that's the case, then yes. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, all right.
That's what it is. It's not, again, like I said, if you got kids together and she's actually at home raising the kids, she is taking that burden off of you for raising the kids, that's another thing. There you go. She deserves that. But that's the kids' child support.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be, oh, I got to give you money for the kids and spousal support. Wait, you just don't want to work? Fuck that. How the fuck, you're a grown-ass person. You're a grown-ass woman. How the fuck do you not think you have to work? See, this is why this is called I'm Right and She's Wrong.
No, that's why the segment is called. This is why I said we really don't get along.
How do you... I don't understand
that. But it's healthy. If we were always like, babe, you're right. No, you're right. We wouldn't be friends.
Okay, so let me flip this.
It'd be boring as hell.
Then let me flip this then. Let me flip it then.
What?
You get married.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This dude is not doing shit.
It's not, though.
No, he's not doing shit.
That wouldn't happen.
I'm telling you the scenario.
I'm not against being a sugar mama if he takes care of the home.
No, but okay.
Cleans and cooks, take care of the kids.
So you're cool with that, but let me ask you something.
Yes.
Be straight up. Don't bullshit. Where is your level of respect for him as a man?
If he's taking care of the home the way I would respect him equally.
Equally.
Yes.
No problem. You're not going
to
throw in his face.
If he's cooking and cleaning...
And you're not going to throw in his face that he don't make no money.
Now, taking care of the home is not easy.
You're not going to throw in his face that he don't... Even if y'all are in the shittiest of arguments.
No.
You're never going to bring that up.
No. But I can tell when a man is a man.
Okay. All right.
What you're doing is what you do often.
What?
Which is you relive your past experiences and you displace... And you want people to feel the way you feel based on what you either see or
experience. No, I want people to understand... That there is a difference in the level of respect that is given to a man that is working
yes,
or not working versus a woman.
Yes, in many instances it does happen. But I'm telling you, individually.
How many dudes do you know? Prime example.
You're the only man I know.
The what's her name just got divorced. She just got divorced, and her husband filed for spousal support, and all the women were like, "What? He's filing for spousal support?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she's the breadwinner."
So what? He's not entitled to spousal support?
No, he is.
No, that's my point, is that women were reacting like, I can't even believe he's filing for spousal support. He's a man. Crickets. Exactly.
No. I understand why he's filing. It happens
you
women
do,
all the time. Women
but the
file.
Majority of women don't. The stigma that goes with being
well,
a man.
Well, yeah. No. You're right. You're right in that. Even though it's allowable, it's understandable, it is a bitch move to a certain degree.
Thank you. That's my point.
I think that to a certain degree, case by case.
Why? Because he's a dude.
No. What you want, you always want blanket. I'm telling you, I look at life case by case.
I am. No. I'm looking at the whole picture, too. It's just a matter of saying.
No, whole picture, I'm not. I look at that case by case. Story by story, individual by individual.
Yeah,
I don't blanket it out like that. It's all a bitch move for every nigga. That's not the way I think.
You just know. You said it's a little bit of a bitch move.
It's a bit of a bitch move. Depending for that scenario you're telling me about. I know who you're talking about.
For that scenario.
The celebrity you're describing, I do think it's a bitch move for that nigga.
Why?
Because he's a bitch. That's why.
Yeah, right.
And I'm on her side automatic.
Of course. Why?
Because I like her.
It ain't got nothing to do with she's a woman and he's a dude just trying to get her money.
That too, yes. And he's pulling a bitch move. He's trying to get paid.
Why? He's used to that lifestyle.
And they ain't been married for but a minute.
So he's used to that lifestyle.
I don't give a shit. It's a bitch move. Be a man. Throw bare balls.
Thank you. You just said it. Be a man.
To that guy.
Be a man.
To that guy. Not
okay.
Every dude.
Right. Yeah. We know. Come on. Anyway. Point being is this.
Point being is that Ty is traumatized.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I am just being very realistic about how life can go. And a lot of people don't want
to
understand
if
that.
If we were realistic, we wouldn't be stand-up comics. I don't believe in being realistic. Realistic is not real to me. Although I do give
you... some sense of realism in your life.
To a certain degree, yes.
Because let me tell you something. If you're talking about... Because when it comes to money, here's what people don't... Love is great. Love is fantastic. It's fantastic. Love it. But here are the two things that have happened that causes people to look at love totally different.
I'm laying down, guys.
Money and kids.
Yes. Oh, the two things that you?
Woo. Two things. Money and kids. It's a fact of life.
I want...
Come on. It's a fact of life.
Okay, next topic, because you get loquacious. We're going to have a challenge.
Why are you using these words trying to fuck me up in the middle of the broadcast?
We're going
to...
No.
I got you loquacious.
We're going to have a challenge.
Talking about my mama.
We're going to have a challenge, because there are a lot of ridiculous, although for a good cause, challenges out. Your challenge is going to be, like, what should we do? September for the month, you don't bring up money or kids.
That's my challenge?
Don't bring up your gripe with money, kids, and relationships.
I tell you what, then
you have,
it,
you
no,
have
take
nothing
universal.
To talk about.
No,
you,
take
you
it universal.
Nothing.
Ask every dude to not say that, or ask every girl
I
not
only,
to say certain things.
I only know two men, you and my dad.
But I'm telling you, you act like this is not a normal thought process.
It isn't.
But let me clarify this for you. It doesn't mean that I hate women, it doesn't mean that I hate marriage, it doesn't mean that I hate love. It just means that...
You don't want either of them.
No, it doesn't mean that. It just means that I look at those situations a little differently, case by case. If I totally blew it off, guess what? I would never talk to any female, ever. But that's not the case.
You're getting close to that, though.
No. I just am very leery of certain situations. Because of past experience, you're supposed to learn. See, look at you. See, you're dismissing that. But I'm dead serious. I am dead serious on that. You have to look at it in a big picture scenario. Thank you for wiping off the mic. That was disgusting. So that's all I'm saying. I am being realistic about the whole situation. I'm not being realistic. I'm just looking at it saying, okay, this Kevin Hart. He got married before. Obviously, you saw what went down when him and his ex split. It was shitty for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, they've made up. They're friends now, and that's cool.
I feel like singing "Endless Love." My love.
Okay, all right. You don't want to.
In my life. I'm gonna get it.
Let me ask you something.
What?
How many bills can you pay with love? Exactly.
Between my legs, a lot.
Not that love.
I've never tried it, actually.
Huh? Okay.
What's that like?
Yes.
Is it fun?
Let's see. You don't want to hear the real. You don't want to hear the real of that.
I do want. I know the
you
real.
You don't want to. You don't want to. No.
I know the real.
When
you
guys,
and I never
no.
discuss the real.
When guys go to court,
this is exhausting.
When guys go to court and they say, the judge says, "Hey, I am ordering you to pay this money to take care of your kid." Not one judge in the history of judges ever has ever said, "I am ordering you two to raise this kid together and be happy." No one says that.
I'm
going it's to
make
about
an executive
money.
Decision. We're going to take a break, guys, and come back with our last segment because we're almost out of time.
Whatever.
He needs some water and some
Whatever.
Incense and a massage.
Whatever.
By an Asian girl with
Whatever.
A happy ending.
Whatever.
This is Jackie Fabulous. I was full of tokens.
We'll be right back. Whatever. I was full of tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous, you got a bag of sunflower seeds here behind me. You are so black.
That's
Speaking
right.
Of
are
black.
They in, are they dill pickle? They
oh,
not
yeah?
Dill. Yeah. They've been there for a minute. I got probably not that good right now. Sunflower seeds, that's a good road snack. Keep you awake.
I prefer it unshelled. So much work to take
no,
a shell
no,
off
no.
myself.
This shell, I will get the shell one on purpose because when you're driving and you're tired.
Activity.
Keeps you awake. Yeah, keeps you awake. That got me through many a fucking long ass
sunflower
drive.
Sunflower seeds?
Yes.
You know what make you almost crash? Pistachios. It's not a word to cut those bitches open.
Pop a nail or some shit. Like, oh, fuck.
Try to use both hands and steer. You're like, oh, shit.
Especially if you get the cheap ones, but mm-hmm. they just don't. It's no pistachio.
They're not cracked. It's not cracked already, but you can open them easily.
You got to hit it, bang. Or something like, I'm eating this fucking pistachio. everyone, we're cool. We're cool. Everyone, we're good.
We are.
I know everybody was like, can we call in?
they can.
We're good.
Y'all should hug this out.
No, I love that.
Some friends get along. I actually am more turned on by not.
Yeah, she loves friction. She
I
comes
love
from the Ike and Tina era.
I've lost boyfriends because they've been like, baby, I'm not confrontational. I'm like, just be a man, stop being a bitch. We're still going to be together tomorrow. Some guys can't handle that, though.
9-1. One.
And thug dudes, too, have been like, baby, I don't like to fight. I'm like, you shot 3 niggas when you were 16. Why you get with me now and you don't want to be confrontational?
We sleep together. You be tripping. You say you're going to hit me with that frying pan.
And that's all true stuff, by the way.
Frying pan. That's good times, by the way. So, hey, no, we were going to go into some politics. We're not going to do that. I just started reading up on this ice bucket challenge. Is it ice bucket? Ice water?
Ice water bucket? Ice bucket? Some I don't challenge. Even know.
Anyway.
My question is, I thought we were in a drought. There are commercials in California saying don't water your lawn till after 6. Don't turn on the AC till after 4. They don't want us to shower unless it's between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m.
But if you want to waste water and extra water with ice cubes...
On YouTube videos do by it. Every layperson, actor, singer, garbage man, mailman, do babysitter, it. Do it.
These are all people, by the way, most of these people doing the ice bucket challenge are people with money, so they can afford, they got Evian.
Exactly. They're doing ice bucket with straight up yes. alkaline water.
Yes. You guys are doing it and saying, hey, I can't shower today, I'm going to do this challenge. You guys are saying, yeah.
But some of y'all made it a shower. You ain't
I was going to make some soup, but I got to do this challenge. I know I had to wash this this leg off, but
exactly.
You got to do this challenge.
And the guy, I don't, pardon me for not having the facts exactly, but the guy that this was all inspired by is dead.
Yes.
In a car accident, God rest his soul. But that just goes to show to you. That just goes to show you that sometimes the pioneer behind these things should just relax and figure something else out.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Atkins,
yeah, that dude.
The guy who said, look, this pack of bacon, eat it. But milk and cheese and right. juice and fruit, don't do that. And he slipped on a block of ice and hit his head and hemorrhaged to death. Now, my thing, if he had had a donut...
Well, he was eating some bacon.
Okay, if he had had a donut, his blood sugar would have been high enough. He would have seen the ice and stepped over.
And just, or at least he could have put his arm out to extend.
Exactly.
And, you know, save himself, I guess.
So it's funny how the pioneers behind these things die in such ironic ways.
I just want to do different... Let's do challenges that...
A real challenge.
A real challenge. How about not calling each other a bad name? How about not shooting or killing each other? How about no racism? How about that challenge?
How about me not getting in my car at 10 o'clock to go buy ice cream? Can somebody please block that? Because I think the one reason why I 10 would
o'clock?
Not at night.
Oh, at night.
No, 9, because Baskin Robbins closes at 10. I would, if you would take away my car, God forbid, please tell Toyota don't do it. I would be so much smaller because my car is the way you can go get the cravings.
Hilarious.
If you didn't have your car, I had to walk to 7-Eleven.
Well, what? No, you know what? That and if you lived
back
on the East Coast.
Abs. Yeah.
If you lived on the East Coast.
You can walk to the bodega.
That's it.
Snickers bar at your ready.
But in the winter, you wouldn't.
No?
You'd be like, nah, it's too cold outside.
I made the cereal instead.
I made this cereal and cheese. Cereal and cheese.
Not even real cheese. Kraft singles.
I'm just going to chop the cereal up in little bits and mix it with the cheese. It's a new thing. It's French.
So these challenges, good cause, yes. But I have a sister who's in a wheelchair. I have my own family's cause. I ain't got time. I'm not wetting my hair because I'm a black woman. Tell me where to send the money.
I'm just sending the money. That's the thing that threw me out, is that they want you to do the thing and donate. I'm like, I thought the whole thing was either
in lieu of.
Yeah, because I'll just give you the money.
They want you to go to the site. Or somebody's doing it on your behalf. But there are so many videos out, they have to be donating the money, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, why do I need to do both?
I want them all to stop. I need for it to stop.
Just
have a telethon. Jerry would have one telethon that lasts 6 right? days, and it'd be over. Not every day for 3 weeks, this goddamn challenge.
Goodness gracious, man. First of all, we don't do that anymore, though.
What?
This is, I think they're trying to get back into this thing of social media helping causes. Because you think about it, before technology and before Facebook, Twitter, and all the Instagram and all that stuff. Nope. People cared, heartless. People did care.
Yes.
I just think people demonstrated it different. Dr. King, they marched.
They
got out there and they did it. Yeah. Now, it's like, yo, we got to save these baby seals. Okay, cool. What's the hashtag? I'll just tweet it.
Yeah,
because
I don't swim.
Yeah, well, I don't do any of that stuff. I'll retweet that we need justice.
In years in life.
Is it no justice, no peace? I tweet no justice, no
true,
peace.
True, the hashtag is not, that's not really doing anything.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what we are now.
Yeah.
So I will say in the sense of them trying to get these people on video to physically do something, that part is cool. But you're right. There's a lot of other ways you do it. These same people that are putting ice, but they say, hey, you know what? Let's march.
Yeah.
Let's go march for ALS and help these people out. And they're like, ugh.
Remember the whole Save Our Girls thing? It took me months to be like, where are these girls at? I know who these girls were.
I did. I know. It's like, can we actually really go get them instead of holding up a sign?
Yeah. Saying, hashtag Obama and Michelle, save our girl. I'm like, what girls and where'd they go?
Yeah, but the girls are like, you can just come get us.
Yeah. You can send in an airplane and a military.
Military strike, we'll do the same thing.
Kill people and then put us in the plane and take us off.
I'll tell you what, if you want to help, have them wearing the shirts saying bring our girls home while you're bringing us home.
Yeah.
Good?
You know?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I don't think we have the same activism.
Is it?
It's not the same activism as it was back in the day. Mm-hmm. Back then, people were like, let's get out there. We're going to make some signs. We're going to get out there. We're going to pick it. And we do all this shit. But we don't do that now. And I know I wasn't going to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. This thing about Mike Brown, only thing I'm going to say on it is this. It was shitty. It was bad. And the cops out there in Missouri, first of all, Missouri is a very racist state. Still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still very racist. So don't deny that it's racist. It is. Here's the thing, though. It's very bad that it happened. I do know what the media is trying to do. You're sitting there trying to say, well, he's a robbery suspect to try and deflect from the fact that this cop killed him.
Unarmed.
Yeah.
He had his hands.
So don't do that.
Yeah.
Even if he stole something, he doesn't deserve to die like that.
Because I stole plenty of things.
Thank you. She actually stole some pizza. yesterday. But it's not, don't deflect, and that's what they're doing. But here's the bigger picture of all of this. No bullshit. Here's the bigger picture of all this. We're mad because this cop killed this black kid. But we kill each other every day. Every day. Every day a black person kills another black person and don't even think twice about it. They brag about the shit.
Yeah.
They put it in rap songs everywhere, all the time about killing other people.
Exactly.
If you really want change, if you really want shit to get better, seriously, you can't ask for shit to get better if you're doing the worst of it. Because we are. We're doing the worst. This is one kid. 15 people got shot in Chicago an hour ago. Do you understand what
Chicago,
I'm saying?
Chicago.
Yeah, but I mean,
heard parts
it's not the only one. I mean, come on. But I'm saying all over, it's bad. They call it they call it Chirac. So that's my whole point. I'm not gonna get on a big thing about it. I'm saying if you're listening to this, if you really care about black folks, if you really care about nonviolence, if you really care about keeping people safe, don't just have it be this thing. Have it be every day. You say we're gonna not kill each other, period. That's it.
Peace and love. Seriously, no joke. Peace and love.
She didn't care about that.
I do care. Peace and love.
Whatever. Okay, so let's get ready to wrap this up. I'm excited. We'll be right back to wrap it up. Before I forget, we're on the internet as well.
He just got a computer yesterday. Oh, we're on the net, the World Wide Web.
Two days ago. I'm on these internets. You ever heard of these internets?
Interweb. This is called.
You can reach me at Comedian Ty Barnett. And Facebook is Comedian Ty Barnett. The website is ComedianTyBarnett.com, coming soon. And Twitter is TBarnett23. And I'm on Instagram is Ty Barnett and Jackie.
What's taking you so long with your website? What's the hold up? This is a way of me putting pressure on you. Get your site together.
I know. It's time to expand this.
Okay. I'm Jackie Fabulous. Go to JackieFabulous.com. My site is operational. And then you can also go to... I like when it gets angry. It's kind of sexy.
I'm going to throw it.
Getting choked. Keeps me on my toes.
You heard that. You heard it's recorded.
He's like, alibi. Go to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram because it's all Jackie Fabulous. Not Fabolous, the rapper. Fabulous, the proper way you spell it.
Yes. Jackie Fabulous.
That's right.
You guys. We'll be right back to wrap up the show in 2 seconds. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous. Hit him quick.
All right, you guys, we're back. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
So, thank you guys for sticking around for this hour and so far 3 minutes. This will be 1 minute left. We appreciate you guys. Subscribe to us. We're working on all of the ways for you guys to hear us if you don't live in Los Angeles, whatever. So, in closing, welcome back to school. When you guys go back, show off them new clothes. What's up?
I'm sorry.
What's up? Sorry for what?
That school starts.
Are you sure you're an adult? Robin Williams, we will miss you.
Forever.
Yes, we will. Go see The Expendables as old guys and just kicking ass.
Action from sit down to stand up.
Arsenio, you'll be back on TV again. Martin.
Love
relax.
You, Arsenio.
Love you, dude. Cool.
Eddie. Stop hiding.
Yeah, get back on stage if you really want to do it, man.
Even if you don't want to, I don't care. Just do it.
Be happy with yourself. Ladies, people in general, be happy with how you look.
Because there are a lot of bitches out there uglier than you.
Yes, that's true.
I saw three today.
Kevin Hart, good luck, man. Good luck.
God bless, baby. Money ain't nothing without love, boo. Go get yours.
Yeah,
he's young. Yeah. He can have, like...
Go get yours, and then hopefully you don't have to give half of that to her.
But they both, yeah, think about, he's probably going to have, like, at least 4 more kids. He ain't over. He's not even 40 yet. Yeah,
you better think it through, man.
No, what?
Think it through. I'm being honest. I'm just... We ain't going to get it out.
Look, Kevin, hit it wrong. All this is a time.
Yeah, okay. Anyway... I'm not doing an ice bucket challenge, and neither is Jackie. Never. We'll just send some money wherever you want us to send it to. And rest in peace, Mike Brown. Stop the violence. Please, please, please stop the violence. And the biggest thing of all, love each other, man. Love each other.
Self-destruction. We're headed for self-destruction.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
I'm Miss Melody.
Why you pick Miss Melody? That's good. We're out, man. Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous. Peace. And love.